Be'ezus Hashem, we're beginning the fifth out of the six Siddurim of the Mishnah, Seder Kodshim, whose subject is the Korbanos, the sacrifices which were offered up in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Megillah says that even when we haven't got Korbanos in action and we can't actually offer them up in the Beis HaMikdash, if one learns about all of the laws of the Korbanos, then Hashem considers it as if he has brought the Korban up in front of him himself, and so the merit of learning this Seder is truly great. Now, the first of the 11 Masechtas of this Seder is called Masechet Zvachim, and Zvachim literally means something which is slaughtered. The reason for the name is because the focus of this Masechta are the general laws of all of the Korbanos which come from animals, which is the vast majority of Korbanos, as opposed to the second Masechta, Masechet Menachos, which discusses the Korbanos which come from flour, which obviously does not require a slaughtering. And when talking about Zvachim, the animal Korbanos, there are two main categories of Zvachim. One is Kodshei Kodshim, which refers to those Korbanos which have a higher degree of holiness. And there's another category called Kodshim Kalim, which are Korbanos which are considered to have a lower degree of holiness. And as we will see at different points in the Masechta, there are certain differences between Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. For example, the general amount of time which is given to eat them, where the services need to be performed, where the korban needs to be eaten, as we're going to see. Now, in terms of the procedure involved in bringing the korbanos, we can really divide it up into three main parts. The first part, which is the most important and integral part of the bringing of the korban, is made up of four avodos, four services which are performed with the animal. The first one is shechita, the slaughtering of the animal. And interestingly, this can actually be done even by somebody who is not a Kohen. It's the only one of the four services that can be done by a non-Kohen. The second Avodah, the second service done with the Korban, is Kabbalas Hadam, receiving the blood in a utensil. This is also known as Kabbalah for short, receiving, referring to the blood. The third Avodah is Hilochas Hadam, or for short, Hilocha. And that refers to transporting the blood from where the animal was slaughtered all the way towards the Mizbeach. And the fourth Avodah is Zrikas Hadam, or Zrika for short, which refers to throwing the blood on the Mizbeach. And of course, the details of all of these Avodahs will be discussed throughout the Masechta. But be as it may, the first of the three main parts of the procedure of bringing the Korban is the four avodos, the four services done with the animal, and more primarily its blood. Again, those four are shechita, slaughtering, kabbalah, receiving the blood, hilocha, transporting the blood, and zrika, throwing the blood on the mizbeach. The second part of the procedure of bringing the korban is haktara. There are many, many new concepts over here, but they'll be mentioned throughout the Masechta, so they will no doubt all become familiar, even if right now there are many concepts being introduced. Be as it may, the second part of the procedure of bringing the korban is haktorah, offering at least a part of the korban on the mizbeach, and there are particular parts of the animal which are always offered up as, on the mizbeach. These parts are known as the emurim, and it consists of certain fats of the body as well as certain organs. So that's the second part of the procedure of bringing the korban, where the emurim, which is particular parts of the animal, those are offered up, those are burnt on the mizbeach. And the third part of the procedure is the eating of the korbanos, which applies to all of the korbanos except for the korban oila. The korban oila is totally burnt up, but all of the other korbanos are eaten. And here is where we find another split between Kodshei Kodshim, which is the korbanos which have a higher level of holiness, and Kodshim Kalim, which are korbanos which have a lower level of holiness. Because Kodshei Kodshim can only be eaten by koyanim. On the other hand, Kodshim Kalim can be eaten even by a regular person, mainly the person who bought the korban. So now let's just summarize that introduction, and then we'll begin the Masechta. The term Zvachim refers to all korbanos which are animals, and Zvachim is split into two categories. The first category is Kodshei Kodshim, korbanos which have a higher level of holiness, and the second category is Kodshim Kalim, the korbanos which have a lower level of holiness. There are certain differences between them, for example, who is allowed to eat them, where they need to be eaten, and there are three main parts of the procedure of bringing a korban. The first part involves the four avodos, the four services, namely shechita, slaughtering the animal, kabbalah, receiving, catching the blood in a utensil, hilocha, transporting that blood to the mizbeach, and zrika, throwing the blood onto the mizbeach. The second part of the procedure is haktorah, burning the emurim, which are the particular parts of the korban which need to be burnt on the mizbeach, And the third part of the procedure, which applies to all korbanos except for a korban oila, is the eating of the korban, and kodshei kodshim may be eaten only by male koyanim, whereas kodshim kalim can be eaten even by the person bringing that korban, even if he happens not to be a koyan.